Well, Christmas is past, and how can we pray for family issues as we continue through the holidays praying for the things that families face? Today we're going to pray for adoption, kids and parents, kids who need a family, a couple who needs a kid, and we want to celebrate that we have been adopted into God's family. We thank you, Father, for James 1:27 that says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." So we lift up those who are orphans, who need a family, and we pray, Father, for them. We pray, dear Lord Jesus, there are so many around the world that were abandoned, became orphans because their parents passed away or are incarcerated. There are so many different types. We pray, God, that as they are waiting, that you will be present in their lives. We pray for their salvation. We pray they come to know Jesus. We pray, God, that they will be loved by whatever group is watching them, whatever ministry, orphanage, foster home, whatever it is. Father, we pray that they would be loved through this process and that they will not be disappointed, that they will come to have a family. We pray, God, that they will know the love of a mother and a father. We pray, God, that you, because you care for them and you have a special heart for little children and orphans, we pray you would watch over them and comfort them as they go through different trials, provide for them for whatever it is they need, educate them, protect them, especially those that are vulnerable and have physical or emotional hurts. We pray, God, that you would heal them and deliver them. And we ask for your grace that you would draw near to them and bring them into a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus. We pray that they would learn to pray and that their angels would watch over them. And we thank you that you defend the cause of them and you rescue the weak and needy and that you set the lonely in families according to your word. So, Father, we ask that you would do a mighty work in the lives of those that are orphaned and simply uncared for, and provide by your mercy and grace, raise up men and women who desire to do this. Put it on the hearts of families. It doesn't have to be a family that has no children. It could be a family that has children and wants more or has the funds. And we pray, God, you would raise up more and more people, especially those in the faith, and that they would seek orphans to take in. And we pray, God, you would be their support, their fortress of safety, their shepherd, their defender. Protect their minds, especially those who have been exploited. Bring them to the deliverance of those memories. We pray, God, they'd be able to be replaced by your strong, loving, comforting arms. We pray they would find you to be their place of refuge and that they would learn true love from you. We also pray for street kids that have been drawn into it through drugs, prostitution, child labor, or criminal activities. We pray, Father, for your hand of mercy upon them and rescue them. Again, praying for all the ministries that are working out there to try to get them out of it. We pray, God, that there will be families that will take them in. And we pray, God, that they would see that that would be a safe place and that they wouldn't run away from that. And we pray, God, you would set them free from the strongholds that bind them. We pray, God, that their chains will be broken as they come to know you, Jesus. Father, we also pray for the families that are waiting to adopt. We pray that they, too, will have a personal relationship with the Savior. Lord, draw them close to you. Surround them with your peace that surpasses understanding. Bring your word readily to mind and encourage them. We pray for their marriages, what you have knit together in these couples. Let nothing separate them. May they be filled with love and grace toward each other, and may they be rooted in you and committed to one another. Multiply their time and energy to allow for margin for one another. It's costly to adopt, as you know, Father, so we pray for their finances. Lord, supply all their needs from the abundance of your riches. Miraculously stretch what they have to be enough. And we pray that as they connect with their adopted child or children, that you will bind these families together in love for you and for each other, that you would heal their trauma and bind up the brokenhearted. You would allow love for you and for each other to cover a multitude of sins, give them opportunities to have fun as a family, and knit them together in your great love. We pray for their ability to, that people will be a support to them and not judge them, that they would love them and respect them, and then help them to people around them to listen and to love them, to give them eyes to see and ears to hear how they can encourage and support them. And we thank you that children are a gift from you and that their angels are always in your presence. Matthew 18:10. Today we pray for those children who are in need of a new family, better able to care for, nurture, and love them. We also thank you, Father, that you've given loving hearts to prospective adoptive parents and that they feel called by their love for this child or children to begin the adoption process. You know the difficulties that they go through and the prayer and effort that many have put into their decision to adopt. We pray that they would be able to overcome their obstacles and problems that they've encountered so far in their journey toward receiving the child of your choosing. We pray the adoption process will run smoothly and the doors will open so the child can become a permanent part of this new family. We pray for wisdom and discernment for all doctors, lawyers, social workers, judges, and court staff. They will work in the best interest of the child. We also pray for your provision of the resources of money and expert advice needed for the prospective parents. We pray for the birth mother that will give her courage and hope, and or the one that abandoned the child. We pray for healing, or the father. We particularly pray for them. We pray that you would give them wisdom and compassion and help them to heal and to find you. And most of all, Father, we thank you that you adopted us into your family. When the time is set had fully come, God, you sent your son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem us who were under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. In Jesus' name, we thank you.